They are very rare, yes. I think there's been about 30 reported cases in the last 100 or so years, and a lot of people have speculated that this transfer might happen, but I think this is the first sort of molecular proof that it can, and we've been able to show that at the sort of the DNA level.
So how did you and your team solve this mystery?
Well, this was a collaboration with some colleagues in Japan who had an 11-month-old girl admitted to the clinic with a big tumor on the right cheek, and initially they thought this was going to be a solid tumor of a different type, and the father then told them that his wife had died soon after the delivery of the baby with leukemia, and then that sort of set the Japanese clinicians thinking that this may well be. Initially, they thought it was going to be a cancer-prone family, but then on doing the diagnostics of the cheek, they actually surprisingly found that it was a lymphoma, which gave them the idea that it might have come from the mum. And then by doing sort of molecular diagnostic techniques on the child's tumour, they were able to show that it had similarities, at least, to the mother's leukemia. And then here in the UK, we've been able to confirm that by a more molecular diagnosis and research.
So it's the difference between a child actually inheriting susceptibility towards cancer and a cancer cell actually travelling through the womb from the mother to the child.
The initial event, if you like, has happened in the mum probably while she was pregnant, and this has given rise to the mother's leukemia. And by backtracking that chromosome translocation that's specific to the mother, we've been able to show that it's exactly the same cell, or at least initiating cell, that's caused the tumour in the child.
And what does this discovery mean for future cancer research?
It's really proving that something that's perplexed scientists for a long time, that it's often been thought that mother and infant can share the same cancer, but there's never been able to be proven. And in this study, we've been able to prove that molecularly, that it's exactly the same cell that's come through the placenta into the child and caused a secondary cancer, if you like, in the child. And in this case, by evading the child's immune system, because it wouldn't normally happen.